Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston!
Episode 38, Big Fluffy and Big Poppy, chilling in the hot
tub. Bastards and wenches, you may be seated. Welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. This is Anvil.
And this is Nenya.
So, this is a little different than normal. King Baby Duck and Blue Onyx are at PAX East, and they're doing their thing with Pandalicious and Ninja Sister.
Woo.
Yes. Woohoo. Go video games-ish. Video games suck. Sports are better.
They didn't invite us. I'm so hurt.
I think I'm too tall to walk in.
Is that what it is?
Well, that's my excuse, you know. That's, you know, so I feel more loved.
You're pretty imposing. I think you'd scare away all the gamers.
It's like, excuse me, Mr. Nerdy Guy. I would like to play a video game. Don't beat me up. Here's my lunch money. $100? Okay. I'm going to collect all day long. So, no, I mean, we're just kidding, you know. They're going to have a good time out there. We're over here doing our show, trying to keep it as normal as possible.
As normal as possible.
But with us, we're not normal, so. No. Yeah, I guess they picked the wrong two to do it. I mean, we could have had shades. No, I'm kidding. I love shades. And
I've never been on a show with shades, actually.
Really?
No.
It's quite comical.
Yeah?
Yeah, me and him go back and forth, and it's kind of creepy.
So it's like you and us, except I'm a girl.
Yes. Sorry, I had to think about that one. Okay. Just kidding. No. Actually, I could talk more sports with you.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of sports today.
Because I know with me and Shades, we talk MMA. Mm. At least with you, I could talk Bruins.
We can talk Bruins.
Yes, because, you know, Bruins happen more often. But let's break into the show a little bit. Last night, myself, Blue Onyx, and King Baby Duck went to see the comedian Gabriel Iglesias at the Wilbur Theater.
I've heard of him.
Yes, the Fluffy Man. So, we got the tickets a while back, and we were trying to set up an interview with him. It didn't work out now, but most likely when he's back here in August, because we spoke to the manager, and things should get taken care of by then. But, so we entered the Wilbur Theater, and to my chagrin, big word of the day.
Nice.
Thank you.
Use your word of day calendar for that one?
No, I actually turned on the TV, and the person said the word chagrin as I was going through the channels.
We got it in the right context. That was pretty impressive.
I know. I'm kind of proud of myself. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Okay. The seats are actually ultra tiny.
Oh.
As in, Lara Flynn Boyle would have trouble fitting in these seats.
She's a small lady.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what happens with the old theaters.
I know. I sat down and I actually thought I was skull-fucking the chick in front of me.
Really?
That's right. These seats were so small. That's what it was like. Somebody made a comment. It's like, well, dude, yeah, you're kind of tall. One of the comedians, he's about 5'2". According to his t-shirt, he's 5'2", and he says, fuck it. He came through, and he looked at me, and he actually looked kind of intimidated. We were leaving after talking to the manager, and they were selling t-shirts, and he walked by me, and he walked by my belly button. And he looked up and looked down. I was actually going to actually have him check my belly button for lint, but...
No?
No. Yeah, he looked too intimidated.
Well, you're like twice his size.
Yeah, about that. So, I mean, he has some good opening acts. Now, if you know anything about Gabriel Iglesias, you know he always talks about Martin! Yes, that's how he always says his name. He can't say Martin. He always emphasizes it. Which is his good friend, Martin Morenos. And he opened up the show... Super funny.
Nice.
He talks about getting older and text messaging, and when he found out his kid had almost 15,000 text messages in a month.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I was kind of proud. At least I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I'm probably up around there.
Yes. So, you know, when I went there, they didn't tell anything about any opening acts, but we were hoping that some of his friends were there, and there was Martin Morenos, Noe Gonzalez, Armando Cosi, and one of my personal favorite, Edwin San Juan.
Ooh.
Edwin San Juan is from the Philippines, and he actually makes fun of older Korean people, because he walks slow, and he does a face, and he's like, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you all do the same. And he went to the DMV, and he tried to do the face for his ID, and they wouldn't allow him. He's like, I probably should have sold it and walked in that place, done the face, and just walked really, really slow. And act like Mr. Miyagi. Truthfully, they all work well together. I had a great time. I know we all couldn't stop laughing for the whole 2 hours we were there.
Nice.
I lost feeling in the lower part of my body due to the bad seating. But I wasn't complaining. Because I had this really beautiful Asian girl next to me.
Nice.
I know. I got lucky. Blue and, you know, the duck hated me for it. And I got her laughing during the show because when Gabriel came out and he did his original part, he was trying to figure out what older stuff we wanted to hear. So I'm yelling out stuff and he did my Krispy Kreme joke, which I love. It's when he gets pulled over by the police after leaving a Krispy Kreme and he jokes at the cop that the cop smelled the donuts. That's why he got pulled over.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And we were just yelling some really fun stuff, and they said, you know, where can you go to get your pictures after? Because if you get your picture taken with the people, they'll find it online, but we weren't going to stay the extra 3 hours till after the show to get our picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to go to fluffyshop.com. Well, I'm the jerk that yells Target and got a whole bunch of people laughing. And the guy on stage just shook his head, and he tried to continue on with his conversation, but I obviously got into his head. I was kind of proud of that. But all in all, it was a good show. I've seen all of his DVDs, and I think he was truly funnier in person, especially with everybody else with him. August 10th, it's a Tuesday. They're going to be back for another show, maybe two, because Boston sold out so quickly.
Oh, really?
Yes. The first show sold out so quick that they added a second show. That sold out really quick, so they're going to try to do two more shows.
Oh, wow.
I know I'm hoping to sit down with the interview, get everything taken care of, and, you know, it should work. Now, I'm hoping Edwin's back. Because out of everybody, other than Fluffy. He was my favorite. You know, and because of him, I think I want to get a Bluetooth inserted into my collarbone.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because he had one in the little video they show.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, call her bone. Get it?
Ha, 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 ha.
And I want his police escort because Eric Estrada drove him on a motorcycle.
Nice.
It worked.
Nice.
So all in all, it was a good show. They put on a really funny show. Mm-hmm. The security was way too uptight.
Oh, really?
Myself and Blue were taking pictures to put up on our website to show people. And all of a sudden, I feel a two-finger tap into my shoulder. And one of their guys standing there trying to look tough in his tight t-shirt. And I sat there and I'm like, dude, you're wearing a tight t-shirt and you got man titties. Come on. You're not freaking anybody out.
No.
Maybe Jenny Craig. You know, Weight Watchers isn't afraid of you anymore. But Jenny Craig, you know, is still getting that restraining order against your titty ass.
Were these, like, full man, like, he needs, like, a bra man titties?
Listen, he makes Pam Anderson's titties look small.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But. Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
But, all in all, I really enjoyed myself. I know they did, too. And Gabriel Iglesias, I think he's one of the funniest comedians alive.
Alive.
I have to say the word alive because, you know, there was George Carlin and all them. They will never be beaten.
The greats.
And Bernie Mac.
Hey,
Mr. 3000, come on.
I never actually saw that movie.
You are deprived.
It's a baseball movie. Come on.
Fine. Happy Gilmore.
Right.
He at least wore a Bruins jersey in that.
He did, and he beat up Bob Barker.
Yes, which is classic.
Very classic. They actually play that at Bruins games.
Yes, I saw it when I went to see them play the Penguins and see Sean Thornton take out Matt Cook.
Yeah, I think that's the only part of the game I remember. As for the rest of it, I don't think any of it happened. But
I think I was drunk for the rest of it.
You were drunk for the rest of it. Well, Sports is later up on our list. For now, we're going to talk about the movie that me and Anvil went to see, which was Hot Tub Time Machine.
Woohoo! Boobies!
Boobies. All right. I guess first we should talk about the premise of the film, unless you've lived under a rock and you haven't seen any of the commercials.
Oh, so basically you have to be Bin Laden not to know.
Right, exactly.
Actually, I think he saw the commercials, too.
He saw them, too?
Yeah.
Basically, the movie is about, you have these three guys, well, four of them, three guys and a younger guy, who get transformed back into the 80s via a hot tub.
That's basically how it works out.
Yeah, that's kind of it.
So what happens is one of their friends, they don't really hang out too much because they're adults, they're working. One of them's a drunk asshole.
Yeah.
And then the other one's the nephew, who's just a loser. He lives in what they call second world, where his life is inside of a video game.
And his character lives in
lives in prison.
He lives in prison.
Yeah. You know, worried whether or not he's going to get shanked or not. So,
he was doing push-ups, though.
I know. In the video game. Not in real life. No. So, one of their friends almost dies, because he's drunk, he's inside of a car.
In the garage,
singing a song, revving the engine, and he basically gets carbon monoxide poisoning.
Basically.
So they take him to this old place that they used to go to in the 80s, but it's nothing like it used to be.
No.
No, it was a shithole.
It was a crap hole. Everything was falling apart.
That's basically it. their favorite dumbwaiter from the old days had one arm now.
Who was a very surprised little gem, Crispin Glover.
Yes.
Who was fabulous, and I thought better in this movie than he was in Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, and he popped up in so many weird little spots that I actually really enjoyed it. Him and Chevy Chase just jumping up. But they get transported back because they're partying in the hot tub, and this weird Russian energy drink gets spilled on the machine, and they get transported back. Well, let's just say they have some fun. And I'm going to tell you, go see the movie if you want to hear any more. We're not going to spoil it. But there's, you know, too much swearing, not enough jokes.
Too much, yeah. Well, in terms of the funny in the movie, I definitely felt like, yeah, the jokes came in the form of the word fuck. And it, I mean, I've heard that word before.
And they didn't even use it in a funny way. Now, if you're an adult and you have children, yes, this movie is rated R. Do not take them. Because, well, unless, you know, you don't mind your kids seeing nudity.
What?
Yes. Because one of our friends was getting it on in a hot tub. Wasn't a bad scene.
No, not a bad... Well, it is a hot tub, you know, movie. Yeah. So, I think the biggest thing that I enjoyed in this movie, at least, though, was John Cusack. Definitely. And if you think about 80s movies and John Cusack, it's like, why not put John Cusack in a movie where he goes back into the 80s?
Yeah, why not? That was his heyday.
He definitely had the teen angst thing going on. He also, there was a bit of a Better Off Dead joke that got thrown in there, which I thought was also pretty cool if you've ever seen that movie. Yeah,
so, I mean, you had, you know, different people popping up, like Lizzie Kaplan, who actually was in Mean Girls.
Yes.
It was a nice surprise.
It was a nice surprise.
I really do enjoy the way she worked with John Cusack in this movie. They worked very well.
They did.
I like the whole little romantic part of it.
Yeah.
I'm not a chick flick kind of guy, but this added that nice little touch, because the man's depressed. Meets this really hot-looking girl, because, truthfully, I think she looked hotter when they had her in the 80s with the curly hair than later on.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
But all in all, I mean, she's a beautiful girl, but she had to kiss John Cusack.
I know, right?
She's 28, and he's, like, 40.
He's probably in his early 40s, yeah. I'd kiss John Cusack.
Well, there we go. Nenya would kiss John Cusack.
Actually, no, that'd be weird.
What would, like, Phil Kessel feel about that?
Phil Kessel.
Because you said you'd kiss Phil Kessel, too.
No, I did not. Are you kidding me?
No,
what is this?
I have to tease
slander.
You.
Slander, sir.
Prove it.
Prove it. I can prove it easily. another movie actor that was a nice surprise as well was Chevy Chase.
Yes.
Another 80s icon.
from, you know, National Lampoon's, all 150 million of them.
All 150 million National Lampoons.
Everybody has their favorite. I love National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, I love that one. My favorite part's when the cat explodes.
Yes, and the tree's all on fire.
Yes,
and, yeah,
that's the best part.
That is my favorite scene.
Yes. Chevy Chase played a bit of a crazy old guy who liked to talk in riddles, who fixed hot tubs.
Truthfully, I thought I was watching part of Batman at the same time, and he was the Riddler. Throw him in a green suit, and you'd have an old, you know, basically nursing home version of the Riddler.
Are we talking, like, new Riddler?
Or no,
like,
I'm talking...
Are you talking, like Adam West Riddler?
Yes.
Or, like...
Adam West Riddler. This was the dude...
I mean, I know Adam West didn't play him, but...
When Adam West was Batman... He looked like he could have been the dude that played Riddler then. With all the way he was riddling, how old he is. It's like, yep, that's what happened.
There exactly we go. Exactly what happens.
So now I actually think the guy that really played the Riddler is dead now, but... Mm. Yeah. I think he had a coke issue or something. Mm. If that's the same dude from the movie that I'm thinking about.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So, are we going to give our thumbs up, thumbs down on Hot Tub Time Machine?
I'm going to give it a one thumb up.
One thumb up?
It did have some comedy to it. Not enough to really hold me.
Yeah.
But they did, you know, the guys worked well together.
They were a pretty good group.
And the boobies did help.
The boobies helped?
Yes.
All right. I think I'm going to give it a thumb and a half, actually.
Okay.
Just because I really, I don't know, I felt like the movie could have delivered more in the way of the comedy that it had promised.
Yes.
But I did sort of enjoy seeing, like, the 80s outfits and the, you know, the cassette players. And
don't forget Poison. Come on.
Poison, yeah. Yes. If they had Bret Michaels actually up on stage, it would have made it.
Oh, man.
It would have made it.
But that guy that they had did kind of look like Bret Michaels.
He did. I was wondering if it was him.
But the guy didn't have that whole drug effect to the face.
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So we have a thumb from Anvil and a thumb and a half from Nenya.
That does pretty good. I mean,
not bad.
We're not Ebert and Roper. We're just young, and we don't hate everything, including our lives. That would make us Ebert and Roper.
Okay then.
I hate Ebert and Roper. I always voice it. Oh. Never on the show, but
all right.
Now I actually get a chance to.
All right. Well, we should also move on to some sports.
Yes, you know, it's not going to be as long of a show as normal, but with me and Nenya, sports take a long time.
We're kind of saving it for the Bruins.
Yes. You know, we're probably going to spend about 5 minutes on everything else and then talk Bruins for like 5 hours.
Don't scare them away.
I mean, we're going to give away prizes at the end.
Woo, prizes!
Yeah, maybe. If, you know, our attorneys allow it.
If they allow it.
Yeah, we have to wait for the attorneys.
All right, so I think we have a sports breakdown for this week.
Okay, so we're going to start with some college football. Mm. Now, the draft is coming up, which is a big thing, but I don't want to get onto that yet. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Last night, FIU running back Kendall Berry, on his way to work out with his team, got in a confrontation with a couple gentlemen, and he was stabbed to death.
Oh, my God.
22 years old, great running back, had a good career, and now his life is gone. The police are searching for the individual's eyewitnesses, couldn't give him too much information. But it's another tragic loss that didn't need to happen. It's pointless.
That's terrible.
I don't condone killing. And truthfully, I hope the police catch these guys and they do time. Because life is precious. Mm-hmm. So, that's our condolences to his families and best wishes. Now, let's move on a little bit to the draft. Because, like I said, college football and the Patriots, you know, the draft is coming up at the end of April. It's now a 3-day event.
Wow.
They finally stretched it out a little bit. The first round's going to be on a Thursday night. Friday's going to be second and third. And then the rest will be on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Now, me being a Patriots fan, we all think we know what the Pats need. But we're not Bill Belichick. We're not in that guy's mind. Thank God. I love Bill Belichick, but you know what must really go through his mind must really astonish people, because he's a genius. Now, I say we need a running back. I have two guys in mind, personally. Jonathan Dwyer, he's a good power back. Mm-hmm. Or Javon Best, fastest guy in the draft, running a 4.35.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. Now, we're looking at defense. There's a lot of ways we can go on this.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, we need corners. We need linebackers. Maybe, you know, another D-end. I personally like this one D-end out of Michigan. His name's not with me right now because I've done too much studying on the draft that I have 100 million names in my head. It's creepy. By the end of studying, I actually forgot my own name.
Really?
Yes. I was pronouncing names that no human being should ever be able to learn how to pronounce, and I couldn't say my name.
Did you, like, walk out of your room and your beard was, like, really long and gray and, like, everything had, like, been... It was, like, 10 years later?
Yes. Unfortunately, I was wearing a blue robe with my blue nightcap and somebody thought I was Merlin. But if you actually ask my opinion on who's going first to the St. Louis Rams, I'm taking Ndamukong Suh. Great nose tackle. Best at what he does.
Hmm.
I know people are saying other people. I'm taking Suh. For the Pats, I think they will go with Graham, the defensive end out of Michigan.
Hmm.
See, that's creepy. I just remembered his last name.
That is creepy.
I know. I make the joke about Merlin, Graham hit me in the head.
Wow.
I know.
Maybe you should study more often.
Oh, then I'd have to go to college.
Ugh.
I'm trying to slack a little bit.
College.
I know. But the Patriots actually just made it official and signed a new tight end, Algie Crumpler. Now, if you're a football fan, you know who Algie is. He played most of his career with the Atlanta Falcons, where he could pass block, he could catch, he could do it all. Then he went to Tennessee, you know, not as much work. But I think in this kind of atmosphere with Tom Brady, he'll block well for us, he'll catch quite a few passes, and he'll be the tight end that we need. I mean, we've had Ben Watson, we've had Baker, they're gone now. We need somebody dominant. And I think Algie Crumpler can be what we need. So, let's see what happens with football season. But
yeah.
I'm looking forward to baseball season.
Oh, yeah?
I've been watching the spring training. We got some good prospects. The pitchers are all looking good, including my man Tim Wakefield.
Oh, nice.
I'm a huge fan of Grandpa.
Grandpa?
He's like 43 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's still got it. Regular season kicks off April 4th against the New York Yankees. Who does not want to start their season with the Yankees?
Oh my gosh.
So I'm looking forward to this.
I'm sure you have to like stab someone to get those tickets.
You cannot confirm or deny, but just don't check under the porta potty. Hey, they're from New York. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my bad.
Exactly. I'm just looking forward to watching the opening ceremonies. It's always a good game. Unfortunately, it's on a Sunday and I have work.
Oh no.
I'm kind of depressed. You know, I'm going all Courtney Love. No, I'm kidding. Nobody likes Courtney Love.
I thought she was just crazy, not depressed.
She's everything.
Yeah.
It's all those drugs, you know. She murdered her husband and got away with it. That's right. Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain. But let's go back to sports.
How would King Baby Duck feel about a claim like that?
I don't know. But it's my claim.
All right.
This is America. I'm free.
We're moving on here. Moving on.
So Dustin Pedroia, the other day, sprained his wrist. Everything came back negative. He'll be back probably today.
Oh.
Daisuke was a little shaky in his start. Two innings, allowed one run. But he's going to be on the DL for the first 2 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It appears Josh Beckett will be pitching the first game of the season against the New York Yankees.
You guys know that already so far in advance?
We're baseball fans. We know where our team's going. I could probably break down the roster and who's batting where they're going to bat.
That's crazy.
It's kind of creepy.
That's really creepy.
Yeah, well, I love my sports. I love them all. The real sports. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, MMA. Forget about tennis and golf. Yes, that's right, Blue. Golf is not a sport. Yeah.
They're going to kill you.
I know. But that's what they get for letting us do our own show.
All right, well, we got two of the Boston sports teams down, so let's talk about the third one on the list.
The Boston Celtics. Now, they played the other night against a very good Denver Nuggets team. A team that people are claiming... Yes, Nuggets.
Nuggets. That's dirty. All I can think of is potty jokes.
Yes, everybody does. But being from Denver, it's the whole Golden Nuggets.
Okay.
Yeah. But yes, potty jokes come to mind.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking like...
Yeah.
Poop Nuggets.
Yeah. I think everybody knew where you were going, but thank you for putting that there.
I figured for the people who couldn't follow along, I'd throw that out there.
We do appreciate it because, you know, we might have somebody who's in there. Nuggets? Are they talking about chicken nuggets? Poop nuggets. Oh, that's funny. I didn't get chicken nuggets. But
I get it.
So the other night we were playing the Nuggets, a team that everybody's saying will give the Lakers a run for their money. Mm-hmm. And we beat them by 14.
Wow.
I'm like, yes, we lose to the Nets who suck. And then we beat Denver? Come on. But I think we're finally figuring things out. Rajon Rondo had a triple-double.
Really?
Now, I don't know if you know what a triple-double is.
No.
Okay. It's when your points, assists, and rebounds are all 10 or more.
Wow.
I know.
You'd never get that in hockey.
Well, do you get rebounds in hockey?
Yeah, you can get a rebound in hockey. Really? Well, you don't really call it a rebound, but no, like if the puck bounces off the goalie and then you hit it in, you call it a rebound.
Well, yeah, but it's still called a goal.
Well, yeah, it's... All right.
But how many guys are going to score 10 goals in a game?
Not a lot.
Yeah. Has anybody...
If ever.
I think, you know, the most I've ever seen scored by one guy is 4.
I don't know my all-time stats, but...
Yeah, neither do I, but I remember seeing Ovechkin do that one not too long ago.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about Ovechkin.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
Yeah, right.
Listen, well, you know, he can get into this conversation when he can understand what we're saying. Yeah.
Ovechkin?
Yeah, didn't you see that interview with him? He actually was like, excuse me? Because he didn't understand what the woman was saying.
Really? I thought his English was better than that.
No, he was horrible.
Oh, wow.
It was Naka Fumiyama trying to talk to him.
Oh, well, that's probably why.
Everybody else understands her.
I love Naoko.
I know. Now that she, you know, what's it called? Since she went and started working out again, because she let herself go for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She had, like, a really huge head.
Oh, wow.
And for some reason, it shrunk again. I have no clue.
I like them.
Yeah, she's so hot.
She's not as cute as Hazel May, but...
Yeah. Oh, Hazel May.
She at least knows what she's
talking about.
I miss
Hazel May.
Hazel May was kind of dumb.
Oh, she was like, you know, a blonde Asian. Might as well have been.
Yeah, a naturally blonde Asian.
Yes, that'd be creepy. So, let's move on to something that everybody wants to talk about. Mixed martial arts. No, I'm kidding. Let's go to Bruins. Then you got excited for a second, and you know, I had to rip it out from underneath.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
You know, I love you.
I had this big, like, excited look on my face, my eyes lit up, and then you just threw me down.
Yeah, it was like one of those things. You know, little kid on Christmas, and you go down and see all the presents, and then your parents are like, whoa, we're Jewish. No!
I think that's something a kid would know well in advance.
Yeah, but I started on a movie once, so I thought it was kind of comical.
Oh, really?
Because the kid got adopted, and all the presents were there. And then you found out the family was Jewish?
Oh, no. Well, you still get presents on Hanukkah.
Yeah, but he missed Hanukkah.
He got
adopted like 3 days before Christmas or something. I forget how it went, but it was absolutely hilarious, so I figured I'd throw that joke out there. Probably didn't work that well, but it's okay.
Hey, it's all right. All right, so let's talk about the Bruins.
All right, let's break into the playoffs.
That was my tagline, by the way. I don't know if you noticed.
Yes. Let's bring in the Bruins, I know.
Let's talk about the Bruins. All right, anyways, pending playoffs we have coming up. Bruins are 8th place in the Eastern Conference, and we're just kind of hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, but we're not too far out of the rest of them, because before last night's game, which we're not going to discuss, we were 1 point out of 7th and 2 points out of 6th.
This is true.
So, I mean, we were one game away from being in 6th.
This is true. However, I think the Bruins are blessed in that the people in our division, or the teams in our division, really suck.
I mean, truthfully, if we make it into the playoffs...
Which we probably will.
Yes. I think we can make it through the first round, easy.
I think we can, too. I think we're going to scrap it out.
I'm not sure who we're looking at playing first.
Probably Washington. If we're going to stay 8th, Washington's in first, and they've already clinched that spot. But I have this theory that Washington's just going to choke like the San Jose Sharks do every year.
You know what? I think we should try to push for 6th place, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, who are we looking at that point?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I think it's the Devils?
Really?
No. No. I'm kidding. We'll get back to you guys on that one. But... I truly do not want to see Washington or Pittsburgh in the first round.
I'll be okay with Washington if we can keep the shots up the way we have been, but mm-hmm. I will definitely not be okay with Pittsburgh.
All right. Do you know what I think should happen? I think I should put on a hood sweatshirt and run up to a veteran and punch him in the face and knock him down and then, you know, pray that he can't play because I hit him so hard and then we'll beat Washington.
I'm sure he's used to it. Yeah, Jersey's in second place in the Eastern Conference. Down out to Buffalo, Pittsburgh. It looks like I would aim for sixth so we can go up against Buffalo.
Ooh, Buffalo. No, I'm kidding.
The Buffalo Slugs.
I mean, I do get nervous seeing Miller in the net, because, you know, watching him in the Olympics.
Yeah.
But since he's been back with Buffalo, he can't do it again.
Well, no, they tired him out. Are you kidding me?
I'm enjoying that. And I think if you throw 40, 50 shots at goal, I say we could easily score 5.
Oh my gosh. Ron Wilson rode Ryan Miller so hard that Buffalo's screwed right now. Well, I wouldn't say screwed, but Ryan Miller is not what he was looking like in the Olympics.
No. I think he rode him so hard that that cost us the Olympics.
How did it cost us the Olympics?
I mean, Team USA.
Oh, Team USA.
Because he got ridden so hard in the Olympics that by the time, you know, the final game, you know, we're looking at that shootout, he didn't look like Ryan Miller.
No, it wasn't
the... I mean, the overtime, I'm sorry.
The overtime, but I thought he did exceptionally well. He just had a breakdown.
I don't know, Sidney Crosby finally scoring at that point? Oh. But at least a Bruin did get a gold medal in Patrice Bergeron.
Yes.
And a Bruin did get silver in Tim Thomas.
Yes.
Granted, Tim Thomas blew Miller's shutout the day before.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, going for 4 minutes. Goal!
I think that Tim Thomas was the only Team USA guy that looked excited to get his medal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you actually know the Tim Thomas story...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because a lot of people don't. You know, he comes from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Family had nothing. He bought his first set of goalie equipment in a pet store so he could go to a hockey camp. His parents pawned their wedding rings.
Yeah.
And then he took the long way into the NHL.
Yeah.
That's, you know, a good story right there.
He's fought really hard to get where he is.
And you know what? Watching the way he played last year, I was really happy for him.
Oh, it was fabulous.
I got to meet him last year.
Yeah?
He actually signed a mini goalie helmet for me.
Oh, cute.
And I actually was like a little kid in a candy store meeting Tim Thomas because I played goalie and...
Right.
At that point, he was Mr. Goalie.
Oh, yeah. Tim Thomas is such a stand-up guy. It's kind of hard to see him struggle this year with the confidence.
And just see him sitting there on that bench and, you know, he looks so depressed.
He definitely looks disappointed, but I don't think he begrudges Tuukka Rask.
No, because I know he respects him.
Oh, yeah.
It's just he's upset that he can't be out there doing it himself.
Yeah.
I think he never truly got back from those injuries.
That was the feeling I was getting at the start of the season, that he... And I feel like the confidence thing also kind of carried over from Carolina. Like, I just feel like... I don't know. He's letting it go.
You know, he just couldn't put it by him that, you know, his team was so close to a championship. It was such a good team. And that, you know, puck got by him.
Mm-hmm.
It happens, unfortunately. And hopefully he gets over it, because next year's the last year on his contract. And I like to see him shine.
I thought he signed an extension.
I think next year's it. Because he might retire after that. I mean, he's 37?
Yeah, but I don't think he's 37.
I don't think he's up there.
I should know my players better.
I believe he's like 36 or 37.
So I can correct you.
And then all of a sudden she looks at her phone and realizes that I'm right and she just jumps into the next topic and, you know, doesn't cover it. But the playoffs are looking good. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm a hockey fan. I wouldn't mind seeing Pittsburgh just because, you know, I think there's more retaliation coming Cook's way.
I don't think so. I think that when Cook dropped the gloves with Thornton, that was kind of like... Cook was saying, this is my moment of redemption, and this is my punishment, and I'm going to take it like a man.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not talking fights. I mean, they're going to keep it clean. Slam that man through the board, slam everybody, and make sure he knows it's for them.
Well, they didn't do that against Pittsburgh that day.
They should have. They should have put Sidney Crosby face first in the glass. That's what I needed. I want to see Sidney
face first. Why would you punish Sidney Crosby for something Matt Cook did, though?
Because he's their best player. He takes out our best player, we're going to take out his. Legally, though, by slamming him into the boards.
Well, now you know, hits to the head are not legal.
Yes, they just passed that. But yeah. I'm not saying hits to the head. I mean, slam him into the board extra hard. Try to break the glass with his body.
I think Milan Lucic has been trying to do that ever since last season, and he just can't make it again.
Hey, that was a great knock-through I'm sorry, watching, you know, that glass shatter that game, I got excited.
It was good, but I think it was a freak thing. I don't think it's ever going to happen again.
Well, it's such tempered glass that it probably should never break like that.
It's not supposed to. But I hey.
Mean, eh, it happens. You know, enough force. Because, I mean, those things actually can withstand 103-mile-an-hour slap shot.
That's crazy.
I just learned that.
Did you really?
Because I was watching Sports Jobs with Junior Seau.
Yeah.
And he was working at the Garden, helping the guys convert the ice to the parquet and back. And they said the glass was made to withstand 103-mile-an-hour slap shot.
You are a man full of useless sports knowledge.
I know, it was creepy.
Okay, so moving on.
Now, let's get your best friend, Peter Chiarelli.
Peter Chiarelli is not my best friend.
Really? I'm going to go get the picture.
The picture?
Yes, Photoshop. Come on.
I think Peter Chiarelli looks like the Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, he kind of does.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah. And he always pisses you off.
He does always piss me off. Mostly with the decisions he makes. Like signing Andrew Ferentz for 3 more years.
Yeah.
What the hell is that all about?
I saw it and I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't understand what Peter Chiarelli is thinking, signing Andrew Ferentz for 3 more years. Actually, I can kind of give it an idea. It means that either Dennis Seidenberg won't be on the team next year, Dennis Weidman's going to get bought out, or we're going to trade Matt Hunwick for something delicious.
You're hoping.
I'm hoping. Despite Dennis Weidman getting shit on a lot, I really like Dennis Weidman.
I think he's awesome.
Really?
I think Weidman's a good player.
I had a guy yell at me the other day because I was defending Dennis Weidman.
Well, do you know what I would do to that guy? What? I'd show him what a hockey fight looks like. And I'll take him old school and knock out his teeth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just think Dennis Weidman's having a really bad season, and I don't think that's any reason to abandon him.
But it's not even that bad of a season, either. Yes, he's had a lot better, but he could have worse.
I think this is the worst it could get for Dennis Weidman.
I don't know. I'm still thinking it could get worse. I mean, he could not score anything, he could have no assists, and he could snap his leg in 4.
Well, speaking of snapping legs, last night he took a knee-on-knee penalty, and we were waiting outside after the game for an autograph, and he came by and was limping like there was no tomorrow.
Oh.
So I have a feeling that knee penalty hurt him just as much as it hurt Steve Downey. Steve Downey left the game because of the knee hit.
There we go. That works. So, I mean, now when you say get something delicious, what's your wish list?
My wish list? Boy. I really would like Tuukka Rask to keep being awesome.
Okay.
I would prefer Mark Savard to be back and in full health and in his sniper self. I would like Patrice Bergeron to continue to be getting better all the time. I would like defensemen that aren't afraid to get physical.
Like Chara. And I'm liking Seidenberg.
I've always liked Dennis Seidenberg, and I was really impressed with him. Well, especially impressed with him during the Hurricanes series. He was a shit and a half, and he pissed me off every game. But you know what? When you have that guy on your own side, it's a good thing.
You know, I really give him respect because he leads the league the last few years and actually blocking shots with his body.
Yes.
And his first night here, I watched him slide right in front of a slap shot. I'm like, dude, that's your chest! What are you doing?
He's blocking the shot.
I'm like, use your legs! It doesn't stop your heart!
Now, I like Dennis Seidenberg a lot, but I feel like, yeah, he's getting better.
Yeah, I mean, now, in terms of picking up new players, who do you want?
Who do I want? I don't know. I want a good goal scorer. We need our Phil Kessel back. I don't want Phil Kessel back.
No.
I'm just going to admit, I'm just going to throw it out right there. Phil Kessel, he just doesn't fit with the Bruins, and I think he's going to do, he's already done great things for Toronto, and I think he'll continue to do.
Okay, what about Joe Thornton?
I could take him or leave him at this point, because I feel like the very thing that Joe Thornton had been criticized for when he got traded away, i.e., not being able to handle the pressure in the playoffs, has become very evident in San Jose. They have great, great regular seasons, but then when it comes to playoff time, they choke, and Joe Thornton is not on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, if I could pick guys to actually come here, none of them would ever happen.
Really? Who would you pick?
Kovalchuk.
Kovalchuk, Mom.
Crosby.
Crosby.
Ovechkin.
Ovechkin.
Come on, that would never happen, any one of the three.
I would actually really like to have a Kovalchuk, just because of the chemistry that he and Mark Savard had when they played together in Atlanta.
Exactly. And then, you know, he also played on the Russian team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that helps out.
Team Russia fell apart in the Olympics, though.
Oh, yeah, they really fell apart.
They were a train wreck and a half.
But, you know, all those Eastern European guys all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Chara and Krejci, thank you. You knew where I was going.
I knew where you were going with it.
But all of them, you know, they work together. Crosby, he's just a natural player.
I don't want him on my team, though.
Why? He can't hurt you if he's on your team.
I just don't want him on my team.
Okay.
I don't think he would fit.
And then Ovechkin.
I don't want Ovechkin either.
Truthfully, I would love to see the picture of him, Char, and Seidenberg next to each other, because they're all giants.
They are pretty big.
It's like, tell me that's not intimidating. You see those three skating at you.
No. It's terrifying. It shit out my heart.
Yes.
My heart would just come right out of my bum. And live
and then
the
it
ice.
Would just run away.
It would slide away down the ice.
It would look at you. What are you, stupid? I'm running. Follow! I mean, I may not like Ovechkin, but he produces numbers.
Oh my god, in the worst way.
I mean, I'll never forget watching him. You know, he scored a hat trick. I'm like, oh, good for you. And like 2 minutes later, he pops number four over the shoulder of the goalie. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you on roids? I want you tested.
Ovechkin's a very balls-to-the-wall kind of player, and I think that's why he succeeds so much.
But I think he's too dirty.
He does make... I was just going to go there that. See? Get out of my head. He does make a lot of dirty hits, and I don't really agree with that.
That's why I truly don't like the man. I respect him as a player. I think he's the dirtiest guy I've ever seen play this game.
Really?
And I mean, I've watched during the 70s. I wasn't alive, but I've watched the games. And they were dirty back then, but this guy... I mean, that last hit, the poor guy slows down and he shoves him headfirst into the boards.
Was it Duncan Keith I think he hit?
Yeah. And then he also had the one against Buffalo when the guy's back's turned and he slams right into him. He's already had like 4 or 5 this season that he should have been suspended on.
Yeah, just like Matt Cook.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Matt Cook was suspended on those.
He got suspended once out of 4. I think we're about to wrap it up.
I think we are a little bit ready to wrap it up, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean... Show's a little bit, you know, shorter than normal, and we're reaching the 45-minute mark.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. This show actually flew by pretty well.
It did. Okay.
So, anything else you want to throw out there?
I just hope that everyone's having a good time at PAX, and I'm excited to see what comes out of it.
And I hope we didn't bore you too much with our show.
Shenanigans.
Yes, shenanigans. So, you know, give us a... check on bostonbassbrigade.com. You can email us at thebastards@bostonbassbrigade.com or email us individually. Me at anvil@bostonbassbrigade.com, kingbabyduck@bostonbassbrigade.com, blueonica@bostonbassbrigade.com.
Even nenya@bostonbassbrigade.com. I have my own email.
You know, we're very happy for you.
Thanks.
And don't forget to check us out on MySpace at myspace.com/bostonbassbrigade. Or we even have a Facebook group page. We're still working on getting a regular page, but those assholes over at Facebook consider bastard a bad word.
What?
I know, right? I've seen worse things.
I think they're bastards. No, I'm just kidding. I love Facebook.
Hey, I love it, but... I actually saw a guy whose name was Mark Coochie Liquor and something else. It's like, dude, we can't use bastards, but he put the word coochie!
Coochie?
Coochie Liquor.
Coochie Liquor.
How do they actually approve that name?
I don't know, but I'm going to put that in my name.
And don't forget to check out our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go over, show them some love. You know, they're over with Blue and King Baby Duck at PAX East right now. Probably playing some video games. And
rocking it out.
Of course.
Being fine-looking ladies.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the King and Blue.
No, I was talking about me.
Well, you know, they might look nice in their dresses, too. No, I'm just kidding. I love you guys. So, stick a fork in us. We're done. Until next week, this is Anvil.
And this is Nenya.
Signing off.
Signing off.
We are the best.